His Holiness Radhanath takes it off because he's naturally effulgent. And when you get a bit older, it's good to get a garland because you need to brighten up a little bit. So it helps to brighten up the old people. Just thought I'd share that with you. Hare Krishna. I hope it made sense to some. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 6, texts 5, 6, and 7. You've got clips and things, huh? So we'll read this. This first has no purport, so we will continue on to text number 6, but we can do text number 5 together. Tam Keshabandha Vyati Shakta Malikam. Brihannitambastana Krishra Madhyamam. Suvasasam Kalpita Karnabhushana. Vishola Sat Kuntala Manditananam. Valgosmita Panga Visarga Vikshitair Manoharantim Vanitam Vrajokasham. Amam Shatam Bhoja Karena Rupinim Gopya Sriyam Drastum Hivagatam Patim. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Her hips were full, her breasts were large and firm, seeming to overburden her slim waist, and she was dressed very nicely. Her hair, adorned with a garland of Malika flowers, was scattered about her beautiful face. Her earrings were brilliant, and as she smiled very attractively, glancing upon everyone, her beauty drew the attention of all the inhabitants of Braja, especially the men. When the gopis saw her, they thought that the beautiful goddess of fortune, holding a lotus flower in her hand, had come to see her husband, Krishna. Text number 7. Balagrahas tatra vichinvati shishun yadrich chaya mandagrihe sad antakam balam pratichana niro nijoruthesas tejasam dandarshatalpegnim Ivahitambasi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In translation, while searching for small children, Putana, whose business was to kill them, entered the house of Nanda Maharaj unobstructed, having been sent by the superior potency of the Lord. Without asking anyone's permission, she entered Nanda Maharaj's room, where she saw the child sleeping in bed, his unlimited power covered like a powerful fire covered by ashes. She could understand that this child was not ordinary, but was meant to kill all demons. Om Magana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. So it is my great privilege, honor to be with you all in this beautiful temple and to have the opportunity to say a few words today to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Putana was sent by the superior potency of the Lord. While searching for small children, Putana, whose business was to kill them, entered the house of Nanda Maharaj unobstructed, having been sent by the superior potency of the Lord. Maya jakshena prakrite suyate sa characharam hetunani nakuntiya jagadvipari vartate. Krishna says that this material nature is working under my direction. So, what to speak of the yoga maya potency of the Lord? For Krishna, it doesn't really matter whether yoga maya, maha maya, it is all his energy. So he is using both potencies as he pleases to facilitate his transcendental will. He has internal pastimes that we're hearing about, where he's killing demons and he's playing with gopas and dancing with gopis and moving from Vrindavan to Mathura to Dwarka to Kurukshetra. These pastimes of the Lord are all very beautiful and wonderful. Srila Prabhupada trained us, instructs us all to hear all of the pastimes of the Lord with an equal consciousness. So the Lord is displaying his different pastimes. It is described that those persons who are intelligent take shelter of that Daivam Prakriti, the internal energy of the Lord. Mahatmanastu mam partha Daivam Prakritam Ashrita. They take shelter there in that internal potency. This is not easy to do. Why? Because there is, the external energy. The external energy is difficult to overcome, Krishna says. Daivahiyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. This material energy of mine, consisting of the modes of material nature and the senses and the mind, is very difficult to overcome. But ye yatam mam prapajante tams tataiva bhajamya. Those who surrender unto me can easily cross over this insurmountable ocean of material existence. Srila Prabhupada gave us the example of someone thinking that they can swim across the ocean. Even if you're a very strong swimmer, there's no possibility. Yes? No chance. So we may feel like that. We face the insurmountable ocean of material existence and we start swimming. What chance do we have? We don't have any chance. But Srila Prabhupada explained to us, and the Shastra explains, that that insurmountable ocean can be reduced down into the amount of water in the small impression of the calf's hoof print. And it's very easy to cross over. And as soon as we think, yes, it's really easy to cross over, that hoof print amount of water, it becomes the ocean again. Nah. Oh, and then you have to start swimming. And then we become a little humble and it seems to shrink and it's not so difficult. And we become proud and again it's an ocean. Yes? So the process of devotional service is simple for the simple and complicated for the complicated. And sometimes we are very simple and sometimes we are very complicated. Do I want to be surrendered soul to Krishna? Or maybe something else. Yeah. Everything is owned and controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagat yam jagat. So it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead that possesses and owns everything. There are so many people in the West and so many famous people in India who own lots of things. We visited a family the other night who own quite a bit. But fortunately, they are getting the divine association of the internal energy, and they're seeing that actually I am the secondary proprietor, I'm not the original proprietor. So this is important. The second point that I wanted to mention is that even though it is stated that Putana could understand this child was not ordinary but was meant to kill all demons. So this is there in the verse. She could understand that this child was not ordinary but was meant to kill all demons. Still, it appears she was hell-bent. You know that expression? Hell-bent on her course of action. She's saying that she could understand that this child was not ordinary, but was meant to kill all demons. So she had some realization of what was actually happening. But still, she was hell-bent. She was destined for hellish reaction, but she was so polluted by envy and hatred and so many bad qualities, demonic qualities, but still she was compelled to act in a course of action. Now, at first glance or first looking at this idea, it seems incredible that she would have such realization and act in such a way. But I was thinking, isn't that a little bit like ourselves, that we know. Arjuna was questioning the Supreme Lord Krishna himself. He said, what is it that forces someone to act as though compelled by something? You know, what is that? As though we act unwillingly, compelled by. And Krishna replied that it is kamesha krodesha rajaguna samudbhava. It is lust only born of contact of the material mode of passion, which is later transformed into wrath, anger, and is the all-devouring sinful enemy of the world. And it keeps us in demonic consciousness, the desire for everything of this world. And even though pashyati na pashyati, we see it in the West. I don't know how. I think India is further ahead than the West these days, and or further behind, depending on how you look at the perspective spiritually and materially. In Australia, they had a bumper sticker. Yes, bumper stickers. Yes. It states, life is a bitch. Life's a bitch. Then you die. This is self-realization. Life is a bitch. It is full of dukkhalayam, ashashvatam. It's always difficult and problematic. And then you die. So they are fully self-realized, but they don't see. They see it, but don't understand. Pashyati na pashyati. So this is our dilemma. We are all in the Kali Yuga, born lower than the lowest, and we have demonic qualities. In past ages, divinity was possibly separated by different dynasties, and different families. We see Duryodhana and we see Maharaj Yudhisthira, so it was separate. Maharaj Yudhisthira was divine and Duryodhana was not so divine, yes? He couldn't find anyone that was better than him when he was asked. He said, I've looked everywhere, I can't find anyone. I'm really pretty good. In fact, I'm great. And Maharaj Yudhisthira, when asked to find someone who was worse than himself, said, I can't find anyone. I'm feeling that I'm the lowest person. So it used to be separate. But in Kali Yuga, the divine and demonic is within each of us. And I think Radhanath Maharaj gave a nice example that it's like two dogs. You know that example? So two dogs are there. One is good dog and the other is bad dog. And the dog who is going to prevail is the one that we feed. If we can starve the bad dog, it will fade away, become very weak, and may even die. Our problem pretty much is we tend to feed the good dog and give a little bit to the bad dog. And in this way, we call it a balanced life in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. The classic balanced life in Krishna consciousness. So this starving of the bad dog is very important, yeah? This story is about a demon called Putana, and we heard how Srila Prabhupada actually in one purport explained or mentioned that in India still there are witches who live possibly high in Himalaya regions who can take one branch and by mantra can fly through the sky. In the West they have this idea, they've heard about this through folklore and so on, they've heard somehow or other. So they have pictures, I think they call it Halloween. And they have pictures sometimes of a black hatted clothed lady flying through the sky. Yeah. So before that image there was Putana. And it's described that she was able to travel through the sky and arrive unannounced. I was watching yesterday how demons are flying in the sky. I saw huge billboards of the hoardings, yes? And I'm sure every one of you must have seen these hoardings. You cannot stop looking at them, isn't it? You go along at home in New Zealand where I come from, every day I'm going up the same road and every day I'm reading the same damn thing. You can hardly not. Occasionally you don't, but it's, yes, buy this here, do this, do that. So, yesterday we saw the huge, massive, they're as big as the ceiling, and that huge. And you may have seen it, I couldn't exactly get the complete name, but it was the wrestling match, the ring giants, the demons have arrived from, you've seen, yes, one Prabhu. Put your hand up if you've seen those hoardings, come on. Wow. You are... Everyone's Krishna conscious, but so many didn't put their hands up means you're very good boys and girls. You're only feeding the good dog. And not that if you saw, I hope it wasn't just because I'm a demon and Prabhu, you're a demon, and that we saw these things. It's constantly with us. But I was so affected. I thought I couldn't believe it. It showed this guy and it gave his dimensions. 6'3" tall he is and 140 kilos? Pounds? Pounds? I don't know. Something. Kgs, kichari. It's a bit of a kichari between kgs and pounds and ounces and all kinds of things. And it showed you this fellow. Big, big guy. And he had, like, you know, chainmail armor. He had some armor like this across his head and came down to here. He was like classic Kamsa. Yeah, he was. The only thing he didn't have was a trident, Trishul. He didn't have the trident, but maybe he keeps it in his bag. I don't know. So I was thinking, Putana is flying through the sky, and in our crazy modern India, we're inviting the demons, please come and entertain us. Tribi gunabhaye bhaveri sarvam idam jagat mohitam nabhajanati lokamam ajamavyayam. Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, Krishna says, who am above the modes. So we are wanting to stay free from this mode. and not be captivated. The leaders of our modern society, Natevidu Svartagatim Hivishnu Durasayaye Bahir Artha Manina, captivated. Manina, thinking the Bahir Shakti, the external energy, that it is able to give us the nectar for which we are always anxious. Taking shelter of modern so-called civilization is hell-bent, just like Putana. It's a package deal. Yes? It's a package deal. If we want, and I see also, you don't even see this in the West, well, I don't. Domino's Pizza. They have Domino's everywhere, yeah? But I saw, you know, 50 motorbikes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All lined up. Domino's Pizza, ready to go, yeah? So we think, yes, great, lovely. KFC, ooh. McDonald's, all kinds of Western enjoyments and pleasures. But it comes at a huge cost, not just the cost that you pay for the pizza or whatever else you may purchase. The cost is your very life. The cost is your civilization. The cost is your families. The cost is the values which support human civilization. It is all being destroyed, completely destroyed. And we were talking to the devotees. India has survived so many assaults. Yes, the Mughals, the British, the all kinds of people came. The Germans were coming, Srila Prabhupada said, and the Indian people were getting ready to do what they always do. When some conqueror comes, they just offer some puja. And hey, if you really, yeah, okay. And they just carry on. And this is because to take birth in India, we understand from Shastra, is no small thing. It is Punya Bhumi. It is the place where the pious people are taking their birth. But the assault that is going on now is so insidious. Maya Danava, we know from Krishna book, Maya Danava, great illusions. So the illusions, we should not underestimate the power of those illusions. Yeah? And people are like moths into the flame, insects into the light. They are being burnt up, burnt up. When I came out of the airplane, I was one of the demons that flew. I also flew into Mumbai a few days ago. And when I came in, I thought, who in their right mind would come to such a place? To Mumbai. It was 12 o'clock midnight, and the machines at the airport were building the new multi-million or billion-dollar state-of-the-art We've Arrived India airport. Yes? We've arrived, we're going to have this state-of-the-art. We would just be like the West. And the machines were going on and the lights were on at midnight. And I was wondering, why would you come to this? I mentioned earlier, I think that one man was also sitting. So we've got the multi-billion dollar airport going up. And just 200 meters down the road, we have Panwala sitting at midnight, waiting for a sale, to sell a little bit of pan. And he's living in practically a shoebox. Tiny thing at midnight. I think, what kind of madness is this? Indian civilization is being reduced to Western civilization, which is, instead of compassion and care and love for all living beings, and engaging in kirtan and so on, to go back home, back to Godhead, then the focus is simply scrambling for some personal advantage. Scrambling somehow for some personal advantage. That is all. So as I came through, I was thinking, let me get to the temple. And when I came to, I'm just reminded of when I first ever went to Mayapur. The same feeling. I went on my own all the way to Mayapur, young man, young boy, practically. And I was getting harassed so badly by the taxi driver. He was trying to get more money, more money. He was harassing me like anything you can imagine. In those days, that was 1975, I think, yes, 75. Harassing me, and I was so harassed. But I managed to get to the temple, and one, I entered the temple, and I felt I was in heaven, or the spiritual world, to get that oasis. So coming to the temple is like that. You have such a beautiful atmosphere, and so many great souls. And that is the only answer to the onslaught of the material energy. To have the association of Krishna, to have the association of Krishna's devotees, to have the association of the process of devotional service. That will give us the strength. Prabhupada said, you take a small stick and you break it. If you put 100 sticks together, there's no possibility of breaking. Yeah? So separately, swimming across the ocean, we are broken together. And I see so many bright young faces. And a few bright old faces too. Don't mind if you're getting a bit old. There is a few bright old faces too. You're getting the association. Just checking time. So only Krishna and his representatives, the devotees, can push back the Kali Yuga. Yada yada hi dharmasya. Krishna says that whenever there is a decline of religious practices, then I come again and again. I come to reestablish the principles of religion. So in the Kali Yuga, the Lord appears in the form of the holy name. He appears in the form of Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu. And from Lord Chaitanya's divine mission to spread the Sankirtan movement, Srila Prabhupada is coming in that line of great acharyas and giving the opportunity for Krishna Prem to you and I. Srila Prabhupada said that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they delivered Jagai and Madai, but in this modern world, there are unlimited Jagais and Madais. Not just one or two. But Lord Chaitanya's program is to deliver all the fallen souls. Now we could speak about that, but I want to divert slightly to something else that I want to say, because I was thinking this morning of one devotee had come in and he was very uncomfortable, I felt. I'm not sure which country he comes from, but he sat down and he stood up and then he came back and sat and then he stood up and then he came back and sat about four times, up and out. And I thought, I didn't say anything to him and I felt I could have, I should have, maybe, because I was seeing he was in difficulty. And the point I'm trying to come to or allude to is that we have this Sankirtan movement and we bring people into this Sankirtan movement. But I would suggest that our biggest challenge is how to keep people in the Sankirtan movement. And becoming a devotee goes beyond following the rules and regulations. Yes? Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Instruction explains the I'm trying to remember the Niyamagraha is the third, I think, point that's made. What are the, who can help me there? The first part of that, Niyamagraha, has six qualities. One is Achihara Prayasascha, Prajaupa Niyamagraha, Janasangas Chaloyam Cha Sadbir Bhakti Prasijiti, or spoiled, Vinashyati. So Niyamagraha, I was having a look at that and looking, what does it mean? So many things could be explained, but one point we could discuss is that the translation and how Prabhupada spoke on that is that following the rules and regulations simply for the sake of following them and not for making spiritual advancement. Now when we hear that we think, I'm following the rules and regulations and obviously I'm doing it for spiritual advancement, otherwise why would I be following the rules and regulations? Yes? But there's a chance that we may be following the rules and regulations simply for the sake of following them to look good. We may not even realize it. To become a real devotee, I've heard many lectures of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. When I was in India last time, one very nice disciple of Radhanath Maharaj helped me with my iPod and he gave me, I think it's 1,200 lectures of Maharaj. So I'm at 630. So I've managed to, 630. So I've heard quite a few things that the Maharaj is saying, you know. And to become a devotee is not a small thing, and we will all be challenged. That was the point I've heard Maharaj saying. Arjuna was challenged. Yes. He didn't become Krishna conscious just, Haribo. Prasad, Haribo. Take some prasad and Haribo. He was challenged. He had to face his grandfather and kill him. Wow. You cannot even imagine such a challenge. And he was a tremendously powerful Kshatriya warrior with all good qualities and strength, physically and mentally, intellect, all qualities. So we will be challenged, whether we are brahmacharis or grihastas, vanaprastas or sannyasis. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we know, says, I am none of those things. Jivara Swarupoi Nichara Krishna Das. That is what I actually am. His Holiness Mahavishnu Swami used to speak about something called bliss installments. He was really quite fabulous explaining like that. So we want bliss, yes? And we hear that you can get unending bliss by becoming Krishna's devotee. Surrender to Krishna. Yes? So we take to the process. And then we become temple commander. And we think, yes, I like that. I like that bliss. It's very nice. It's better than being the new bhakta. So I like that bliss. And we stop there. I'm still doing nice Hare Krishna, 16 rounds, and yes, Prabhu, Haribo. But really, we're getting our taste from that, our bhav. That becomes our new bhav. If that's not enough, which normally it's not, no one wants to just get to temple commander, you can keep going up and up. You become temple president. Even you can become guru. And if you settle that that is the bliss, yes, I know how to quote the slokas and speak very nicely and expertly deal in so many ways. And if that is the bliss that we get, then it will stop there. Purnam Mosika Bhav. Again, we will become a mouse and have to begin again. So to become a devotee, it is not a small term. I'm a devotee. I am the aspiring servant of the servant of the servant of a real Vaishnava, a real devotee. And we hopefully can continue on the path. Akama, savakama, va, moksha karma, udaridhi. We may be filled with material desires. We may not even realize yet that our desire is to take that bliss installment or that bliss installment. Just like if I said to you just now, my dear sir, you've come to the temple obviously for a few years and you're looking for something special. But if I was to give you $5 million right now, $5 million in a case, no questions asked, off you go. Don't come back ever. $5 million. Let's make it 50. Feel a shift, a little shift there. Okay, it's not enough. Take over from, did Bill Gates die? Did he die or is it? Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, something. This job, that job, whatever job. You can take over his fortune. One of my dear God brothers, his name is Prabhu. So we call him Prabhu Prabhu. He's Prabhu Das. And he used to say that to me, he said, Prabhu, I only want to go to the heavenly planets. Have you read the descriptions recently of the heavenly planets? Fabulous place to go. Really, really beautiful. You don't perspire and smell. Your teeth don't fall out like mine and yours. And you have a beautiful body. Beautiful. Fabulous. And you sit in coral dioceses made of coral and gold and sapphires. The ladies there, I won't speak about that. The ugliest one is more beautiful than Miss, whatever she's called, Miss Universe or something. Miss Universe, what a joke. What a joke. Miss Universe. Isn't that Maya? Miss Universe. She lives downtown Bombay or she lives in Los Angeles or something. A small speck of dust in this huge universe. Miss Universe. Or Mr. Universe. Yeah? Whether it's male or female, it doesn't matter. Oh, gee, so funny. Life is a tragedy, but it's a comical one at the same time. Yes, the men.
Yes,
muscles. And after a few years, and then Mahavishnu Maharaj again, you know what's coming up, Prabhu's? Not Prabhu's, for Prabhu's something else is coming up. Krishna consciousness is coming up, but for the materialistic man with his big muscles, they drop, and then you're given your best gift in your old age, which is the sofa set, the sofa. You get a nice sofa, and you put on the sofa. There's only one condition. You're not allowed to speak. The old man can sit there, but don't speak. No one wants to hear anything. And you see that. You go to many families' homes. I visit many Indian families, and you go and you meet the man, who's the young man, the master of the house, and over in the corner is Dad. And he's sitting there, and no one really wants to hear. Why? What does he have to offer? Our interest is sense gratification. So he's nothing to offer. So to become Krishna's devotee is our real challenge. And maybe the young devotee that I saw earlier, if I see him again, I got a feeling he might not speak English, but that's just my mental. He most likely speaks perfect English. But if I see him, maybe I'll speak to him and ask him, you seem to be a little uncomfortable, maybe you're not feeling well, or something's not going well with him. And that would be the beginning of me trying to actually be a devotee, yeah? Because I've been chanting Hare Krishna for a long time and acting sometimes like a devotee, but it's only when really in the heart we can develop some real love and compassion. I can hardly say the word love. I hear other people speaking about it
And I think how wonderful it is that they can actually speak of love. Genuinely caring for another person more than ourselves. Yeah. And the only way to get this love, because we're not talking of mundane love, we're talking of spiritual love. We're talking of bhakti, actually. Yes. And the only way to get that, I'm trying to remember. I always forget the other Maharaj that gave a lecture on this 20, 30 years ago. Bombay Maharaj. Who can help me? White body, old disciple, Prabhupada. I always forget his name. Watering the Seed is the book that he read. Giriraj Maharaj. So many thoughts are coming to my mind. Now I forgot what I was going to say. Apohanam cha. From Krishna comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So I was going to say something about Giriraj Maharaj, and I've forgotten what it was. Dash. My mind went on to something else about Giriraj Maharaj. The mind should be kept in a zoo. Hare Krishna. So, I won't pretend to be a devotee much more, so I will ask if you have any comments or corrections or questions. Questions that are not too difficult, please. Be kind. Hare Krishna. Has anyone got any question or comment or going once? Going twice? Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Ananta Koda Vaishnava Brinda ki. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.